아마 에너 총.
Today we'll be looking at looking from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6.
요 버리 라는 말고 나이 뭐 에너 총 루카 6고 42 49 마 에너 총.
So we're gonna look from Luke chapter 6, verse 40. So we're gonna read from chapter 6, verse 40. Luca 6,
46.
We were looking from 46. Sorry, 46. Luke chapter 6, verse 46.
मैले पनि खोज्दै छु. यहाँ वचनको माथि शीर्षक छ दुई घरको दृष्टान्त हामीले हेर्ने छौ.
And as you can, if you in most of the Bibles it's got a little title on top saying the wise and foolish builders.
अनि म यहाँ पढ्ने छु अनि तपाईँले सुन्नुहोस् अनि सायद डेनियलले पढ्छ इङ्ग्लिसमा म नेपालीमा पढ्ने
छु. We're going to read in both languages, we're going to read it in Nepalese and we're going to read it in English as well.
यहाँ चाहिँ यस्तो लेखिएको छ, मैले भनेका कुरा गर्दैनौ भने किन मलाई प्रभु प्रभु भन्छौ? जो म कहाँ आउँछ मेरा वचन सुन्छ र ती अनुसार गर्छ त्यो यस्तो मानिस हो म तिनीहरूलाई बताउनेछु. त्यो एउटा घर बनाउने मानिस जस्तो हो जसले गहिरो खनेर चट्टान माथि घर बसाल्यो अनि तब भल चल्यो र जल प्रवाह उर्लिएर त्यस घरमा ठोकियो तब त्यस घरलाई हलाउन सकेन किनकि त्यो पक्का बनाएको थियो. तर जसले सुन्छ र पनि त्यस अनुसार गर्दैन त्यो एउटा यस्तो मानिस हो जसले त्यस जमिनमाथि जग बिनाको घर बनायो तब त्यस घरमाथि भल डल आएर ठोकियो त्यो घर तुरन्त ढल्यो र त्यस घरको ठूलो सर्वनाश भयो.
This is what he says. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my word and puts them into practice, I will show them what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug deep down and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck the house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my word and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck the house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete.
प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ एउटा हामीलाई एउटा विश्वासी हाम्रो बीचमा चाहिँ एउटा घरको सँग हामीलाई तुलना गर्नुभएको छ.
And in this passage of scripture we see God, we see Jesus using this example of foundation and why it is so important.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो, मैले भनेको कुरा, येशू ख्रीष्टले भन्नुभयो, मैले भनेको कुरा तिमीले मान्दैनौ भने मलाई किन प्रभु प्रभु भन्छौ भनेर चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ एउटा चेतावनी दिनुभयो.
And it's quite a challenging word that Jesus says to them. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
जब एउटा सांसारिक उसमा हेर्यो भने चाहिँ यहाँ वचनमा घर हामीले चाहिँ घर बनाउँदाखेरि त्यसको जग चाहिँ हामीले एकदमै गहिरो खनेर बनाऊ भनेर चाहिँ उहाँले त्यो वचनमा हामीले भेट्छौ.
And further down, Jesus makes it very clear that every time when we build in a house, we need to make sure that we dug deep and lay the proper foundation with this on the rock.
हामीले जब हामीले घर बनाउँछौ नि त्यो जग चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ आफूलाई थाहा हुन्छ मैले कसरी घर बनाएको छु अनि त्यो जस्तै हुरी आए पनि जस्तै भल आए पनि मेरो घर भत्किँदैन भनेर चाहिँ तपाईँलाई आफैलाई थाहा हुन्छ.
For those of us who know a little bit understanding of how to build house and foundation and that, if you've ever done that, you know that if you've laid a good foundation that even though the storm might hit the house, the house is going to be well solid because it was built on a good solid rock.
त्यसरी नै जसरी तपाईँले घर बनाएर तपाईँको गहिरो तपाईँले जग बसाले तपाईँको घर बलियो बनाएछ जस्तै हुरी बतास आए पनि जस्तै भल आए पनि भत्किँदैन भनेर तपाईँलाई थाहा छ त्यसरी नै हाम्रो विश्वास उहाँ येशू ख्रीष्टले भन्नुभएको एउटा जहकसँग हाम्रो विश्वास त्यस्तो डर हो तिमीहरूको विश्वास हौ भनेर चाहिँ उहाँले भन्नुभयो.
Very similarly, when we look at it into our spiritual life, it is very important that we lay a very solid foundation in terms of our spiritual journey, because it's very important that we lay our foundations in Jesus Christ.
तर हामीले चाहिँ कति मानिसहरूले चाहिँ त्यो घर बनाउँछ अनि उसलाई चाहिँ त्यो राम्रोको लागि मात्रै एकछिन बनाउँछ अनि त्यो हावा हुन्डरे आएर त्यो भत्किन्छ.
And there's also another example of a man, and he's building his house on a sand, and we can see how when storms hit the house, you know, it was ready for destruction.
तर त्यो चाहिँ हाम्रो त्यो वचनमा हामीले के गरेछ नि त्यो हाम्रो विश्वासी बीचमा चाहिँ हाम्रो त्यो त्यस्तो खालको हाम्रो चाहिँ हुनु हुँदैन. हाम्रो विश्वास चाहिँ दरिलो हुनुपर्छ.
And similarly, in our spiritual life, we need to be very careful how we lay our foundations. If our foundations are weak, then I suppose, you know, our spirituality is weak as well.
हाम्रो चाहिँ विश्वास दरिलो भयो भने जस्तै किसिमको दुःख, जस्तै किसिमको अरू मानिसहरूले यहाँ चाहिँ अहिले के भएको छ, कति मानिसहरू चाहिँ मण्डलीमा अरूले नराम्रा किसिमको एउटा विश्वास कमजोरी बनाउनुको लागि अरूले के भनेपछि उसको विश्वास कमजोरी हुन्छ.
And but however, if our roots are very deep, and if our foundations are solid, then our faith and our belief is solid as well, because we've laid our foundation on a solid rock. And do you know, there are so many believers because of their lack of faith, and because they've not really laid that true foundation in Jesus Christ. When they hear some teachings and when some people say something to them, they react to it.
त्यस कारणले चाहिँ हाम्रो विश्वास चाहिँ जस्तै किसिमको मानिसले जे भने पनि, परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा जे भने पनि, हाम्रो विश्वास चाहिँ दरिलो हुनुपर्छ.
That's why we need to have our faith rooted in Christ. We need to have this belief that when we put ourselves in the Word of God, when we lay that solid foundation, our life is going to be solid as well.
अनि त्यसकारण चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ त्यो विश्वास मा हामी चाहिँ दरिलो, हामी कमजोरी भयो भने चाहिँ कुनै समयमा चाहिँ अरूले केही भन्यो भने चाहिँ हाम्रो मण्डलीमा छोड्ने, मण्डलीमा बाधा ल्याउने कुराहरू आउँदछ.
Most of the time, why people tend to leave the churches? Because their foundations aren't laid on a proper rock, because their foundations are built upon things that aren't Christ.
त्यसकारण चाहिँ हाम्रो चाहिँ एकदम हाम्रो चाहिँ त्यो चट्टानमाथि हामीले चाहिँ घर बनाउनै पर्छ अनि हाम्रो विश्वास पनि त्यस्तै हुनुपर्छ.
That's why we need to be intentional about building our foundation on the rock.
अनि हामीले चाहिँ हिजो दियाले चाहिँ यहाँ वचन हामीलाई मैले दिएको थिएँ, उसले भन्दै थियो अनि मती 18:3
Yesterday Dia was reading from the scriptures in Matthew chapter 18 verse 3.
Atya chai timiru chai balak haru jasto hau ani tya chai balak haru jasto hau timiru chai balak haru jasto bhayena bhane timiru swarga ko rajya dekhnu sakdaina bhanera chai tya tyo bachan ma lekheko cha.
And in that verse Jesus sharing with the people, saying, let your faith be like the faith of child, you know, let them come to me.
Teskala chai prabhu yesu christ ko le bhaneka kura haru hamile mandaina bhane chai अनि तिमीहरू चाहिँ स्वर्गको राज्यमा जानु सक्दैन भने चाहिँ हामीले 46 पदमा हेर्छौँ.
However, when we look at the scripture, it also talks about if your faith isn't built on a solid rock, and if your faith isn't right and rooted, then there are possibilities of us actually losing our faith as well, because we get hit by so many things of the world.
अनि त्यो वचनमा प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले भन्दछ, बेकार छ तिमीहरू, होइन, तिमीहरू बेकार छ, बेकार छ तिमीहरू चाहिँ प्रभु प्रभु नमान तिमीहरू चाहिँ तिमीहरू चाहिँ प्रभु प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले भनिएको वचन तिमीले चाहिँ मानेन तिमीहरू परमेश्वरको राज्यमा जान सक्दैन भनेर हामीले प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले हामीलाई वार्निङ दिनुभएको छ.
Scripture makes it clear and it's very tough to be honest with you. This boy says, why do we call me Lord, Lord and do not do what I say? And further down he says, as for everyone who comes to hear my word and does not put them into practice, it's like a man who's building his house on the sand.
तर मण्डलीमा बाधा ल्याउनुको लागि संसारका मानिसहरूले चाहिँ अरू कति बाधा ल्याउँदछ.
You know, to tell you the truth, life is full of struggles and in terms of church life can be tough as well sometimes.
अनि त्यो कति नराम्रा कुराहरू भनेर हामीलाई चाहिँ मानिसहरू हाम्रो मण्डलीले भड्काउनु खोज्दछ.
And there are so many negative words that's been rumoring everywhere. So many negative words, you know, that we feed ourselves that even when we come to church we can be shaky sometimes.
अनि हामीले चाहिँ मत्ती 5 को 11 र 12 मा हेर्यौ भने त्यहाँ हेर्यौ भने
and when we look at Matthew chapter 5 verse 12
5 को 11 to 12 मा हेर्यौ भने चाहिँ
Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 and 12
त्यहाँ चाहिँ कस्तो लेखेछ नि मेरो खातिर चाहिँ तिमीले चाहिँ मेरो खातिर चाहिँ तिमीलाई चाहिँ झुट्टा बोलेर मेरो खातिर तिमीले चाहिँ झुट्टा बोलेर तिमीलाई चाहिँ निन्दा गर्छ तिमीको मेरो खातिर विरुद्ध गर्छ भने तिमीहरू चाहिँ रमाऊ भनेर चाहिँ लेखिएको छ.
And it says, you know, in case of persecution, in case of suffering, rejoice.
तर जब हामीले चाहिँ दह्रो चट्टानमाथि हामीले घर बनायौं भने ती मानिसले जति नै विरोध गरे पनि जति नै निन्दा गरे पनि जति नै हाम्रो चर्चको विषयमा विरोध गरे पनि हामी चाहिँ त्यो हामी कहिले पनि भत्किँदैन.
And similarly, you know, when we hear people speaking negativity about church, when we hear people talking negative stuff about us, you know, if we really laid our foundation on a solid rock, which is Christ Jesus, then we will not be wavy, we will not be weary as well, because our faith and our belief is solid on the word and on the very law of Christ.
हामी चाहिँ जब विश्वासमा दरिलो हुन्छ भने चाहिँ हामी रमाउँछौं.
And when our faith is strong in Christ, we rejoice.
हामी जहिले पनि रमाउँछौं.
We rejoice.
तर जहाँ चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ कमजोरी घर बनायौँ भने त्यो मानिस चाहिँ त्यो पहिलाको भन्दा धेरै पीरमा पर्दछ.
But if our faith and if our house is built on the sand, then we worry a lot. Then we become weary a lot.
त्यो भड्केर जान्छ.
And even when we, you know, face struggles, you know, we give in to it.
अनि त्यसले चाहिँ सोच त्यसले चाहिँ पहिला विश्वासी हुनुभन्दा पहिलाको त्यो व्यथाहरू त्यो उसकोमा आउँछ त्यो पीरहरू त्यो मार्काहरू उसकोमा सबै थुप्रिन्छ.
And you know, when we don't have and when we don't put our faith in Christ and when if our foundations are weak, you know, then our past will begin to haunt us. Our past will begin to shape our future.
त्यसकारण चाहिँ तपाईँ हामीले चाहिँ दरिलो चट्टानमाथि हामीले चाहिँ बनाएको घर जस्तो हाम्रो दरिलो विश्वास हुनुपर्छ.
That's why the scripture is clear. Build your house on a rock. Build your faith in Christ Jesus.
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट यो संसारमा तपाईँ हामीलाई चाहिँ प्रभुको काम गर्नुको लागि हामीलाई चुन्नुभयो.
Jesus has called us and not only he has called us but he has commissioned us to do his work here on earth.
उहाँको विरुद्धको लागि होइन.
And not for against the work of God but for the work of God.
हाम्रो मण्डलीहरूको विरुद्धको लागि होइन उहाँले चुन्नुभएको.
He's not called us to speak against the church.
तर परमेश्वरको राज्यको लागि हामीलाई चुन्नुभयो.
But he's called us to proclaim his kingdom and proclaim his love and build his church.
अनि एफिसीको 6 मा हामीले हेर्यौ भने
Ephesians chapter 6
त्यहाँको एफिसी 6 मा 12 र 13 मा हेर्यो भने चाहिँ
Ephesians 6 verses 12 and 13
यहाँ लेखेछ किनकि हामीहरूको युद्ध शरीर र रगतको विरुद्ध होइन तर प्रधानताहरूका विरुद्ध शक्तिहरूका विरुद्ध वर्तमान अन्धकारका शारीरिक शासकहरूको विरुद्ध र स्वर्गीय स्थानहरूमा भएका दुष्टाईका आत्मिक सेनाहरूका विरुद्ध हो. यस कारण परमेश्वरको सारा हतियार उठाऊ र यसरी खराब दिनको सामना गर्न सक र सबै काम गरेर खडा हुन सक्ने हौ.
This is what he says. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
Jawa hamileti. Hamro bishwas. त्यो चट्टान जस्तो हाम्रो विश्वास छ भने चाहिँ यी कामहरू गर्नुको लागि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले हामीलाई चुन्नुभयो.
And when we build our faith and our foundation in Christ, you know, God equips us to do his work.
हामीले त्यो जमिनमा त्यो हामीले चाहिँ नखनिकन बनायो भने चाहिँ यी कामहरू हामीले गर्न सक्दैनौँ.
But if we don't dig deep and if we don't dig deep into spiritual things of God, then we will not be able to do the things of God.
जब हाम्रो विश्वासले दरिलो हुन्छ अनि यी कामहरू हामीले चाहिँ गर्नेछौँ.
But when our faith is strong in Christ, then according to the scriptures, you know, it says, put on the full armor of God and you will be able to do the things of God for his kingdom.
प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले भन्नुभयो तिमीले चाहिँ यो संसार अन्धकारका शक्तिहरू यहाँ दुष्टका काम गरेका कुराहरू यी सबै तिमीले चाहिँ तिनीहरूको विरुद्धमा लड्नुको लागि म तिमीलाई चुनेको मैले छानेको.
You know, the scripture says our fight is not against flesh, but it's against the spiritual, but it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the dark age, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And this voice says that to be able to stand, you know, to face these sort of things, you need to be able to put on the full armor of God, and you need to put on the full armor of God.
त्यो दुष्टले चाहिँ यो संसारमा मात्रै नभएर उसले त त्यो स्वर्गको लागि पनि उसले चाहिँ विरोध गर्छ.
You know, Satan, he's very clever, you know, he whispers in our ears and he's always against us, he's always against the work of God.
त्यसको लागि हामी चाहिँ त्योसँग लड्नुको लागि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले हामीलाई चुन्नुभयो.
And that's why to be able to fight spiritually, we need to train spiritually.
तिनीहरूसँग परमेश्वरको हतियार चलाएर तिमीहरू तिनीहरूसँग लडेर त्यो सामान्य त्योसँग लड्ने गर भनेर चाहिँ परमेश्वरले भन्नुभयो.
Because the word of God says you need to fight, you need to win in the spiritual realm.
तर त्यो चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ परमेश्वरको शक्ति अनि परमेश्वरको पवित्र आत्माको शक्तिबाट हामीले त्यो गर्न सक्छौँ.
And the only way we'll be able to do that is when we give in to the word of God and when we give ourselves to Christ and when we fill ourselves with more of him.
हामीले गर्न सक्दैनौँ.
And without it, we won't be able to do it.
हामी शरीरमा र रगतमा लड्नुको लागि परमेश्वरले हामीलाई चुन्नु भएको होइन.
Because the word of God says it's clear that the fight is not against flesh and blood.
हामी त पक्का परमेश्वरको आत्माबाट परमेश्वरको प्रार्थनाद्वारा हामीलाई लड्नुको लागि उहाँले चुन्नुभयो.
But it's in the spiritual realm and the victory comes when we pray in the spiritual realm.
हामीले देख्छौँ संसारमा हामीले देख्छौँ कति बिमारीहरू निको भइरहेको हामी परमेश्वरको शक्तिबाट निको भइरहेको हामी देख्छौँ.
There are testimonies, loads of testimonies, our people are healed because of the power of the gospel and because of the power of his spirit.
तर जो मान्छेले चाहिँ चट्टानमाथि घर बनाएको छ त्यो मान्छेले त्यो निको पार्न सक्छ.
And how is a person able to witness all of this? How is a person able to move in all this stuff by building his house on a rock?
तर त्यो मान्छेले चाहिँ त्यो घर चाहिँ चौक बिनाको बसाल छ भने त्यो मान्छेले केही पनि गर्न सक्दैन.
But if his house is not built on a rock and is built on a sand, it may look good, but it won't be able to last.
त्यस कारण चाहिँ तपाईँ हामी चाहिँ यहाँ वचनमा लेखेको अनुसार चाहिँ यहाँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट भन्छ मेरो वचन तिमीले फलो गर अनि तिमीले प्रभु भन्दै त्यतिकै नहोइन तिमीहरू विरुद्धमा मण्डलीको विरुद्धमा अनि तिमीले चाहिँ त्यसरी नगर भनेर चाहिँ प्रभु येशूले भन्नुहुन्छ.
That's why the scripture, when we looked at Luke, you know, it's speaking to us today. Saying, listen, do the work of God. Don't just say, Lord, Lord, but do the work of God.
अनि हामी सबैले चाहिँ हामी चट्टानमाथि घर बनाऊ हाम्रो विश्वासमा हामी दरिलो भऊ.
And let us be intentional about doing this sort of stuff, and let us be intentional about building our house on a rock, which is Christ Jesus. And let us use everything that God's given us and let us run forward with all His might and all His power.
आजको छोटो वचन यी अन्त गर्छु अनि तपाईहरु कोही बिमारी हुनुहुन्छ भने आउनुहोस् अगाडि.
And today, you know, I really felt that God really wanted to stir something within us hearts today. And I really felt that God was challenging every one of us to move forward. And if there's anyone in here today, you know, if you feel this message has touched your heart, if you feel like, you know, I need prayer for this, I want to be stirred, I want to do the work of God. And if there's anyone in here who needs some healing in their body, let's believe for that because God wants to move, I believe.
अनि हाम्रो पास्टर एन्ड्रु आउनुहुन्छ अनि हामी प्रार्थना गर्नेछौँ.
And Pastor Andrew is going to come and we will pray together. And if there's anyone in there, and if that's your heartbeat for this nation, then do step forward because we'll pray together and let's believe it together.
हुन्छ, कोही छ भने आउनुहोस्.
Amen.